And if you eat the soybean, they have it made up in, I think they grind it up into flour now.
Mm-hmm.
Soybean flour, and they make various things out of it that they say that adds very much to your health.
Mm-hmm.
To eat it. And since there's a scarcity of veg food now, and
mm-hmm.
buying, they advocate using quite a bit of soybean
mm-hmm.
material. The flour, they have a soybean flour that you make bread and different things out of.
Have you tried any of it?
I haven't tried any of it. I've been saying I was going to intercede into it and see, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't. Sometimes I go to the store and I like to just move about, you know, and look to see the new things that they have put out on the shelves.
Mm-hmm.
I can spend quite, it's interesting. I can spend quite a bit of time in the stores.
Say if you want to get the beans out of the pods by hand, you'd say you have to.
Oh yes, there's a butter bean too.
Uh-huh.
I have, last year I had quite a success with my butter beans.
Mm-hmm.
I had them up until fall. And you can cook them in different ways. And when you, if you're making soup and you have any butter beans, you can put them in there too.
Mm-hmm.
Put them in. And then there's, there's so many different kinds of beans. Then there's what they call the red bean.
Mm-hmm.
It's very nice. You know, you get them put up in cans. Do you?
You buy them that?
You buy them in cans. Called the red beans.
Uh-huh.
And then the peas, I guess they're in the same family.
Mm-hmm.
So many different kinds of peas. The lady pea is about the smallest one, and it's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Very tiny pea.
What do you say you have to do with beans if you don't eat the pods? Then you have to
shell them.
Uh-huh. What about the kind of beans that you don't shell?
I don't know of any bean that you wouldn't have to shell.
Well,
they grow in a pod.
Uh-huh. I was thinking of green bean or snap bean or string bean.
Well, the snap bean, you eat that eat the shell.
Mm-hmm.
But you eat it before it grows too old. Many times if I'm shelling beans picking beans to cook,
mm-hmm.
like snap beans,
mm-hmm.
I sometimes you come across one that has grown, you know, too large,
mm-hmm.
and the skin on it is tough.
Mm-hmm.
But they have large beans in them.
Mm-hmm.
So I just shell those beans out and put them with the rest of the beans to cook.
Mm-hmm. Say if you wanted to buy some lettuce, you might ask for three
heads.
Okay. Would you ever use that word heads talking about children? Maybe if you had five children.
Yes, that's many times used in a term like where she has seven head of children.
Uh-huh. What if someone had like about 14 children? You'd say she really had a
lot of children.
Uh-huh. Do you ever say a passel?
Well, it has been used, but I never use it passel. A lot I'm using mostly by saying they have a lot of children.
Mm-hmm. What about right smart? Would you ever use that?
What?
Right smart.
They are right smart too.
Well, yeah. No, she has a right smart of children.
Well,
or it rained right smart.
It has. I've heard it used all right.
How would people use it?
She has how would that be used? I don't know. A lot smart children, a lot of smart.
Mm-hmm.
No, that would be applying to their